Have you ever had a feeling that something dreadful was about to happen?
This whole premise is sweaty.
Okay, moving right along.
You gonna plagiarize the whole thing for us? Do you have any thoughts of your own on this matter?
Just remember that this thing isn't as black as it appears.
Hold on to your butt.
The only difference between me and a homeless man is his job.
I'm glad you're here to tell us.
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
And that ain't bad.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Man's got to know his limitations.
I'm glad you came back.
In the bag.
Network. I drink it up.
All right, I think the Game of Thrones talk has run its course, if it hadn't run its course about 40 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But let's transition here. Let's make a little transition. Let's talk about some upcoming movies, if there are any that we are interested in. I just went to go see Safe House this past weekend.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
Which I'll probably write a review about tonight.
Ooh, can't wait.
So yeah, you can check out the site for that. But are there any, I mean, clearly, you know, blockbuster season will start in like 3 months. I'd rather just keep the movie talk to movies that will come out before basically mid-May, if there are any that interest us.
Oh, I mean, well, if we're doing that, then I'll say the big one for me is obviously Hunger Games coming out in March.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jake loves him series of books.
Of young adult books.
Yeah.
And I actually really enjoyed this particular Arthur Suzanne Collins' Gregor, The Overlander books. And I actually started reading and actually finished all of the Hunger Games books and then kind of realized that they were really similar. And I was like, oh, wow, I wonder, you know, if the person said they were based at all off the Gregor books. And then I realized it was the same author.
Well played. So
that was, yeah. That Project X movie looks pretty funny. Project X.
Project X. I have a problem with those movies. It's the movies where just like parties get out of control.
Yeah, I mean,
that has never happened to me in my entire life.
No, that never happens.
Yeah, now I don't know if Charlottesville maybe is just devoid of huge parties where entire neighborhoods are burnt down. But
see, if anything, I think there would be the place, the kind of thing where it could happen, because obviously this kind of thing would never happen in any city. Because the police would be called immediately and take care of it. So obviously it'd have to be a smaller city, but obviously not.
Oh, too real small. Rich suburb as well could.
Yeah.
Could
yeah. But Joe, yeah, do you know what we're talking about?
Nope.
I just can't do those movies where it's like, oh man, this is gonna be a cool party. It's gonna get out of control, and then it literally has like 1,000 people there, and people are driving cars.
And people have flamethrowers. Like, come on.
Yeah. So I don't think I'll be seeing that one. However. Before Safe House.
John Carter?
Well, I mean, of course, John Carter. We'll get to that after I say this.
Okay.
Before Safe House last night, they had a preview for the new Will Ferrell movie.
Oh, the Spanish one.
Yeah.
The Spanish soap opera one. Yeah, that looks pretty funny.
I had not heard of it until last night.
Casa de mi Padre?
Yes.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
And I will definitely go see that.
And what's his face in it from Parks and Rec?
Yo, I don't know a squat on any of these movies. I'm gonna let you guys take over here.
Well, I mean, Joe, are there any movies that are coming out that you wanna?
21 Jump Street.
I don't even know anything about any of the movies coming out. I saw a commercial for The Dictator the other day. That looks preposterous.
Oh my god, that looks terrible.
Yep, I agree.
I can't believe they allowed that to get made.
But no, to answer your question, I don't have my finger on the pulse like you guys do, so I'll leave you guys to it. But we'll have to have another chit chat about Game of Thrones when we get closer to the season starting up, and I got to look back through Clash of Kings, and we'll figure out exactly what they're going to cut out and the like.
Yeah, we'll definitely end up doing the whole Game of Thrones season one recap. I don't know if that'll just be one podcast or if we'll do like 4 podcasts or something. But you guys definitely look out for those for the Game of Thrones fans.
So, Joe, now that you're done with Storm, how quickly are you going to move on to A Feast of Crows?
Good question. Maybe I'll wait until until April 1st when the show starts up on TV. That way I'll really be into it again.
I think the first 3 chapters are all really good. The prologue and then the first 2 chapters are a little long, but they're point of views that you have not had yet.
Excellent stuff. All right, Chance, keep it real.
All right, Jose.
There.
Anyway, in this huge shitstorm podcast here.
Are we going to keep talking about movies? Because Wrath of the Titans comes out in March also.
Oh. Oh, my God. Wrath of the Titans is... I can't believe they're making a sequel.
I was about to say, did you even know they were making a sequel? Because yes. I didn't for a while, and then I finally saw the trailer, and I was like, oh, dear Lord, that's happening.
Yeah, I saw the trailer before some movie. I can't even remember what, but yeah. I can't believe they're making a sequel to that. The first one was so bad.
It was not very good, and the only thing good about it was how hot that girl was, and now she's not in it.
You mean the one that helped her? Helped him?
I mean the one that ends up being kind of, yeah, I think it was EO, or IO.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's gone.
Yeah, no, that movie looks awful.
They're bringing Rosamund Pike in. And then Goon comes out in late March also. Do you know what the movie I'm talking about? Sean William Scott plays a hockey goon.
No, I might have to see this.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's certainly right up my alley. I think it'd be right up yours also. It looks pretty good.
Yeah. No, this sounds like it's gonna be a big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Movies. I feel though like this year for movies is gonna be much better than last year at least.
Well, I mean, looking at what we have here so far, it's basically just a bunch of sequels and remakes for the most part. I think that actually kind of continues into the summer, but it does look like they show promise at least. I mean, even Battleship, which we mocked just to no end, has shown that it's actually a little bit more than it led on initially, and it might not be.
No, it's going to be
truly,
bad.
Truly terrible.
But I'm still probably going to end up seeing it. Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for the John Carter. I'm sure it's gonna end up being bad, but like half the cast was in HBO's Rome 2-season
right.
series,
right.
So that's clearly exciting to me. And Pixar is also making their first foray into the world of CGI, I guess, actual digital effects for live action movies. So that should be interesting to see what they can do there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Battleship looks awful.
Yeah, that looks awful. It looks like we have a new American Pie movie coming out.
Yep, I saw a poster for that the other day, too. I don't know why, but...
Yeah, they're having, like, a kid or something like that. Some movie that I've never heard of until right now, Bullet to the Head, with Sylvester Stallone, Jason Momoa, Christian Slater, is coming out in April.
That can't be good.
After watching their respective partners die, a cop and a hitman form an alliance to bring down their common enemy.
I'm kind of excited to go see the, it comes out next week, in fact, February 17th. I don't know if that's limited or not. It's the new Hayao Miyazaki movie.
Studio Ghibli
movie.
That's like the little person.
Yeah, yeah, the,
what's it called?
The movie's called The Secret Life of Arrietty. I can't remember what the book was called. It was like the... Yeah, it was like the un something.
The young, yeah, the un underneath or something like that. That looks good.
Yeah, I mean, I always enjoy me some Miyazaki, so I'm definitely gonna hit that up.
Yeah, I've never seen. Let's see, where are the two ones that I saw recently on Netflix? My Neighbor Totoro was one of them.
Mm-hmm. I've not seen that one yet.
I've really enjoyed that. I mean, it's really, you know, stupid. Not stupid, but just...
It's more kiddie than...
Oh, it's yeah. Incredibly kiddie, but, like, I mean, I would rather show kids those movies than Disney movies. That they have a more positive message, kind of not stupid message.
Fair enough.
And they look nice. They sure do look nice. The other one that I saw was kind of not quite so kidsy. It was kind of random. What the hell was it? The Moving Castle one. Have you seen that one?
Howl's Moving Castle? Or,
yeah,
Howl's Moving... There's, like, one that's, like, castle in the air or something, and then there's one that's...
No. Howl's Moving Castle.
Yeah, I've seen Howl's Moving Castle. That, for some odd reason, like, when I first saw it, I was like, yeah, this is all right, but, like, the past few times, I'm like, this is actually pretty money.
Oh, I thought it was amazingly good until the last 10-15 minutes, and then things got a little wacky with,
they went into the...
Cubes going into people's chests and stuff like that.
Well, Jake, if you haven't realized, I mean, the since the turn of the millennium, every movie must have a cube going into someone's chest.
Totally.
Jake, put the cube in my chest.
just do it.
Speaking of
the cube in my chest.
Speaking of putting cubes in chests.
Yeah.
Did you see the announcement today?
Oh, are we getting a fourth Transformers?
Yeah, from Michael Bay.
Oh, man, it's about time. Are they bringing back,
the racist robots?
They should get rid of Shia LaBeouf and bring back Megan Fox and the new girl, Rosie Weldon.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're both terrible actors.
No, the new girl was, what's her face, right?
It was Rosie Weldon or something like that.
Was she the model?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think her name was Rosie.
I mean, Shia LaBeouf clearly can't. I mean, he can't be in it again, can he?
I mean, I don't see why not. They really like to rope him into him.
But you could just tell how pissed off he was.
Yeah.
Throughout the filming, like the one scene where he was in, like, they were on the highway car chase.
Yeah.
And he was just yelling, but he was like doing it like 5 million times more than he needed to. You could just tell that he was so bored with the entire thing.
I actually liked the third one a lot more than I liked the second one.
Well, I mean, the second one was god awful.
Yeah.
Put the cube in my chest.
Yeah, and obviously nothing's beating that.
Oh, man.
Let's see. I think that's really, really all that comes out until at least the end of May, which is when things really get going, right?
Yeah, we've got...
Oh, The Avengers comes out before then, doesn't it?
Yeah, isn't but I mean, usually...
A little bit before, but that's kind of the start of it. May's kind of the start of it.
That's the kickoff of the blockbuster season, if you will.
It looks like Tim Burton's coming out with a movie that I've never heard of.
That's not surprising.
On the Life of Barnabas Collins, a Vampire? That sounds vaguely familiar. Oh, it's based on that TV series.
Wes Anderson has a movie coming out this year as well. A new one.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that. Oh, we got the new Men in Black coming out. We forgot about that.
Oh, God, Men in Black 3.
With Josh Brolin starring as a young Kane.
Have you seen the trailer for that?
Yeah, it was pretty... I mean, it wasn't bad looking.
It wasn't good looking.
No, I mean...
But what I really wanted to say was, did they have... Was it Tommy Lee Jones' voice?
I don't know, because if it wasn't, then Josh Brolin just hit it out of the park.
Yeah, because it sounds exactly
like
Tommy Lee Jones.
It's eerie. Yeah, it's eerie.
Which, I'm just interested to see how it all syncs up.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that could get real... That could be a lot of bad touch real early in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's go ahead and move on.
Yeah, from the silver screen to the small screen. Last night, Walking Dead premiered. I guess the second half of the season premiered, and we're still on the fucking farm.
Okay, but I mean, you'll enjoy this. All right, so obviously they were doing the big run up of the first season. Mm-hmm. I guess it was 8 episodes, maybe.
Yeah, no, they had a huge marathon.
So it was running from 1 to 9, and I saw, or I guess 12:30 to 9, because the first episode was an hour and a half long. And I guess I saw part of the first one, part of the second one, and then I think I didn't see another episode until maybe the second to last one.
Uh-huh.
And not a single thing happened.
I know, nothing.
Between the midway through the second episode and the very end of the last one.
I mean,
that's basically from when everyone gets to the barn to when they find the walkers in the barn.
I mean, the only thing that happens is when Shane kills Otis. But that doesn't even happen on the barn.
Right.
Or the farm or whatever. But I mean, yeah, they need to get off of this farm.
We'll keep that in mind when we get to the end of what we're talking of the episode.
Yeah, of course.
Let's see.
I mean, this is apparently the first half of this season was still kind of under the, I don't know, I guess under the idea that Darabont
of Frank Darabont.
Yeah, even though I think the new guy Glenn Mazzara did complete a lot of the episodes or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if maybe, like, I mean, they didn't really say exactly, like, what the division was or anything, like, who did what for the first part of the season.
Right.
But now we're definitely all in on the new producer, the Mazzara guy, Glenn Mazzara.
Well, they talked to the Entertainment Weekly, always talks to the... To the Walking Dead creator,
mm-hmm.
About every episode. They always have a little Q&A with them, a brief Q&A with them.
Uh-huh.
And he was saying how the first half of the second season was always meant to be kind of the slow build up, and the second half of the season was supposed to be, you know, action every episode kind of thing.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that had Darabont stayed on, the first half of the season would have been much better than it turned out to be.
And what I kind of was thinking about was, I mean, the first season was so good and was only 6 episodes.
Yeah.
And you kind of get the feeling that they kind of just wanted to redo that season, but in 3 times as many episodes. So instead, they kind of try to flesh everything out, you know, mm-hmm. and it just was just incredibly boring.
No, yeah, I mean, there was nothing that went on. But, I mean, at least, I mean, clearly stuff happened in this episode in the second half from here.
Yeah.
But if they don't get off this farm soon, I don't know if I can keep watching if they stay on the farm for another. If they're still on the farm by the end of this next episode, I'm going to go into the third episode incredibly skeptically.
Okay, well, we can obviously kind of talk about spoilers. I don't think there's any chance in hell they're going to be leaving the farm anytime soon with Lori's dumbass for some reason driving like a maniac after running into a zombie. I mean, there was really no excuse for what she did.
Well, the best part was the last scene we saw her in, she was chastising Rick for leaving their son on the farm. Well, she's like, he needs his father. And then the very next scene she's in, she's leaving her son parents.
That made no sense also is that, they get Rick to go get what's-his-face mm-hmm. from the city. And then
Herschel.
And then after they do that, Lori, for some reason, goes up to the badass and is like, you need to go get Herschel from the city too. Like, why would she try to get him to go when Rick's already on top of it? And then why does she bother going when Rick's already on top? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense because, I mean, it's not like he's been gone for, like, even
days.
A night, you know?
Yeah,
he's been gone for what?
10 minutes.
3
yeah,
hours?
Like, he just pulled out of the fucking driveway. Like, give him a second.
Exactly. And, I mean, I understand that she didn't want him to go in the first place, but you going to try to find him by yourself is perhaps the dumbest idea anyone's ever had in this series so far.
Ever, yeah.
Including keeping the walkers in the barn.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, let me just go back to the first half finale.
Yeah.
Shane breaking the lock open on the barn.
Yeah.
Also incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I mean, they could have come bum rushing out of there, not nice and neat, one file at a time, you know.
Exactly. You could have just sniped at them. You could have picked them off from like the rafters of the.
From
boat.
The yeah, I thought about that too when I was rewatching the episode right before the new one. I was like, why did he just do that? Like,
exactly.
Why?
Because
there's so many more efficient ways they could have gone about doing that.
Exactly. I mean, clearly it was done for dramatic purposes or whatever, but I mean, not smart, not smart. Yeah. Shane. In any case, I don't know. We get more of a division, I guess, this episode. I mean, clearly they're heading towards a split, a schism in the group, I would have to say. Shane is just kind of crazy now.
But I
like his character. Like, clearly he offers like a good different viewpoint. But he's also, I don't know, he doesn't really think about anything. It seems like ever since he shot Otis.
But he does. I mean, he does think about things. And I think that's what kind of makes him a good character, is that he's not just some, you know, he's not like a terrible person, but he's certainly not a good person.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not like these two fucking hicks that came into the bar, you know?
The guys from Philly?
Yeah, the Philly boys. But yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. I mean, they clearly try to give Shane a little bit more to do, like, to make him seem like not such a crazy bastard. With, like, consoling what's-her-face.
And bringing the kid.
Exactly. Whatever
they like to bring it. They like to run the kid around Shane and have Shane be kind of old man popish to him. What was I going to say? The scenes with the old guy and Shane were good.
Dale?
Yeah, when Dale, when Shane's going to get the truck and Dale's just staring at him.
Just staring.
And Shane gets in the car, like looks at the mirror, starts kind of yelling at Dale, gets out of the car, goes, gets in his face, keeps yelling at him. Dale just keeps staring at him. Shane gets in his car, then drives off.
Exactly. Oh, T-Dog had a hilarious line as well. I can't even remember what it was. It was great though. I laughed heartily when he, it was at the beginning of the episode. Oh, God, I can't remember.
I kind of remember what you're talking about, but I don't remember what he said either.
I mean, he just said something completely ridiculous. But, I mean, yeah, other than Lori getting in this stupid car wreck, which probably will end up in a miscarriage, I'm assuming.
Hopefully.
Because, I mean, clearly they can't keep this whole pregnancy thing going on.
Yeah.
But the other, of course, the other huge thing is we get more Rick kind of turning into a badass, or I guess.
I mean, good lord.
Yeah, I mean, before that he does like, I mean, I was surprised that, I mean, it was interesting that Herschel was in the scene because it was kind of like, Herschel just kind of yelled at Rick for not being a good leader. And then Rick did basically what Herschel should have done when Rick came up.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Like, basically, Herschel should have just blown Rick the fuck away, but obviously was incapable of doing so. What is the most – I mean, we don't think we've ever seen Rick do anything badass at all, have we?
I mean, he shot Sophia, but, I mean, she was a zombie.
That was more of him trying to maintain leadership, not him being a badass. This was Rick being a badass. This was being Rick being quick draw McGraw.
Oh yeah, no, Rick was he was on point right there.
Yeah,
and he was real pissed off.
Too. Okay, so here's what I was going with the first part. When we started talking about, do you think it's going to take him 8 episodes to get back to the farm?
Rick.
Yeah, like do you can you imagine if they did that? Like, I mean, just imagine what if they did the first half of the season with the second half of the season. Like, what if the entire second half of the season they're trying to find Lori, and they're stuck in between the city and the farm.
I would stop watching. There's no way I could do that. That's awful.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen the scenes from the next episode, but the two Phillies boys, friends, who they mentioned, are obviously real and actually end up pinning Rick down into that bar. So he's obviously going to be in that bar for at least the first part of the next episode. So, like I said, I can't imagine them leaving this farm area for a while, especially after the Philly boys told them that Fort Benning was donezo.
Yeah, Fort Benning was donezo. I mean, with the title that was Nebraska today, you figured that they would have set out, you know, and been like, all right, well, I guess we got to go to Nebraska now, even though that would be kind of ridiculous since they're all the way in Georgia.
Yeah.
But still, like, you would think that they would have set out for something. But, I mean, I don't know. They can't – everything that happens on the farm is just so boring.
Yeah.
Even when they shut up all those zombies, really boring.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I can't. If the second half of the season turns out that they're searching for Lori, and, like, I don't think I could go past the third episode. I really don't. So, I mean, I'm hoping that's not what it turns into. Because, I mean, the first season was so good, and I think the reason why it was so good was because it was, like, kind of short, you know?
Yeah, and they had to do things.
They had a clear goal.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right, we need to get to the CDC. And they actually got to the CDC. Whereas this one, like, technically their goal is to get to Fort Benning, but, like, you know, like, that never was their goal, really. Like, you never really thought that there would actually be anything at Fort Benning, you know? So, I don't know. It's just... I'm really hoping the second half of the season just doesn't turn into a repeat of the first half with more violence, because that would be too much.
Oh, I mean, it certainly looks kind of like we're headed that way. I think it's going to be a lot of talking, but with a little bit more emphasis on things happening, maybe, actual action.
I think Dale's character needs to finally do something.
It's time for Dale to put up or shut up.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, I mean, he's clearly right about Shane.
Yeah.
Which isn't a problem for me, but like, he doesn't bring anything to the group at all.
No, not remotely. I mean,
he hasn't brought anything to the group.
And as much as he's right about Shane obviously nails, hits the nail on the head about Dale.
Oh yeah.
About Dale not doing anything, just being kind of the moral authority. And at this point, why is there any kind of use for a moral authority kind of thing?
Exactly. He has yet to do. I don't even think we've seen him shoot a gun yet. You know, like I feel like he's got to do something.
We haven't, and we're also I haven't actually gotten any further past actual reading these graphic novels. But I mean, Shane was supposed to be dead ages ago, according to the comics. So it'll be interesting to see if they try to do him off or not.
Well, I mean, they've come out multiple times saying that this is kind of going to be. I mean, they'll follow some of the loose plot points through the comics, but this is definitely going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be it's going to be different.
Like,
but
way different, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to make this its own thing.
Which I think might be part of the problem.
Well, I mean, the thing is that, I mean, it's an interesting conundrum that they have, because the comic book is just supposed to be them surviving.
But what I say it's a problem is, I mean, obviously, as you said, they're doing their own thing. So every step further gets them further away from what's happening in the series.
Mm-hmm.
And the first season, they stayed really close to what actually happens in the comic. So as soon as they parted from that is when the series has actually started getting a little bit worse. So it'll be interesting to see if the TV series can get it going or not.
I mean, I don't know. Like, the comic book is just, I mean, for TV, you need clear goals. You need a clear, like, you need to know where the fuck you're going. Whereas, and like, especially in the comic book, like, they could just kind of wander and you'll still read it or whatever, just because, you know, you're excited to read the comic or whatever. But for TV, they definitely need, like, clear-cut goals and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe what'll happen is Shane will... I feel like they can't kill off Shane just because he's clearly, like, the best actor that they have.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, yeah.
So if they killed, like, because I could see them going, I could see it going two ways. I think there will end up being a schism in the group by the end of the second half.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe if they do kill Shane, since he's supposed to be dead anyway, then the group maintains its, you know, the entire thing.
Yeah.
Or we could go into. I think really what would happen, what would help, is if they split the group up, and then we had two differing storylines.
Right,
I think
right.
That would definitely move the show along a lot.
You would certainly hope that it would get rid of the needless dialogue that has obviously been a problem.
Yes.
With the pacing.
In any case, we'll see what happens with Walking Dead. Is there any other TV that you'd like to talk about, Jake, before we end this marathon pod?
Just that if you're still listening and you're not watching Fringe yet, please start watching Fringe. It's a really good show.
What season are they on now? Is it the fifth?
No, I think it's. I'm pretty sure it's only the fourth.
Okay.
But John Noble, who you would recognize from God.
He plays
Dr. Walter Bishop, just out of the loony bin genius. But his work on the show is incredible. He's in Lord of the Rings. He's Denethor.
Yeah, he's good. It's Denethor.
Yeah, very good. And then I could have sworn I saw something recently that I saw him and I was like, oh, shit, it's him. I'm trying to think of what it was.
I think it was in L.A. Noire, that video game that came out last year.
He was definitely in that movie, but that's definitely not... in that game, but that's definitely not what I was thinking of. Maybe it was Fracture. I don't know. I can't remember, but it's incredibly good.
Well, before we go here, how about you tell us what is worthwhile and what is not from shows that have premiered in fall and in spring?
All right, well, I encourage everyone to not watch Smash. I repeat, do not watch Smash.
Okay, what's wrong with Smash?
Deborah Messing.
Okay.
Is incredibly annoying on the show. I completely forgot that she was on a couple episodes of Seinfeld, and I think she was actually really good when she was on Seinfeld. but she is not good on the show.
She's lost.
Her gay friend on the show is not bad. He's actually kind of good. The American Idol girl's not bad. And then the most acclaimed actress is the older woman who I'm blanking on. It's Angelica Huston. Yeah, she's good. Everyone else on the show is terrible. The bustier version of Marilyn, I have no idea who she is or where she came from, but she's not good. She's terrible. This director directing the show they're putting on is weird and creepy and not in a way that makes sense.
Jake is hating on this show.
Well, I mean, they're obviously just trying to go for a certain niche, and it's just.
Well, I mean, I feel like we have to mention the fact that you do, in fact, enjoy you a good musical.
And you
were kind of in on Glee there for the first season, correct?
Oh, no, and I still DVR and watch Glee. With every episode, I do find myself fast-forwarding through more of the songs. They did a Michael Jackson episode the other day, and it was
atrocious.
Horrific when they were ever doing a Michael Jackson songs. So there was a lot of fast-forwarding in that. But yeah, it's not to say that I shouldn't not like I shouldn't hate the show, but they found ways to make me dislike it. That being said, I think the second episode was tonight, so I'll have to. I didn't DVR it, so I'll have to check it out on Hulu. And you know, I won't write it off just because I didn't like the pilot episode. But
yeah, maybe we can get a little article maybe after the third episode from you about.
I guess that might be part of the problem is that maybe the first episode didn't piss me off too much, but then they showed like you know scenes from the season, and a typical Walking Dead thing. I mean, it seems like you know where you're kind of led to believe you know the overlying thing is who are they going to pick to be Marilyn Monroe? You know the American Idol girl, this person who looks more like Marilyn Monroe. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's going to be the American Idol girl. I mean, I would think at least. But, I mean, it looks like the entire series, or at least the entire first season, is based purely on that. I don't need to see 13 episodes of who should I pick.
Well, I mean, it could be something where they end up picking the Marilyn Monroe girl, and then Catherine McPhee ends up being the understudy.
Right, right.
But
and then yada,
the Marilyn
yada,
Monroe,
whatever.
Something happens, and then she's thrust into the star, you know, that sort of storyline.
Again, it's not bad enough for me to enjoy, I guess, is part of the problem.
But it's bad without, yeah, it's bad, just it's just bad.
Yeah,
it's not just, like hilariously bad or enjoyably bad, it's just.
Right, right, and part of the fun, at least a little bit with Glee, was that, you know, everyone on the show was 30 years old.
Yeah.
Half the time they would do a good rendition of a song. They would, you know, they do some. They really try to force some mashups on you, and sometimes they actually work real well. Mm. And yeah, it's kind of the charm. A little bit of Glee is just not in Smash remotely. The only thing that I'm still currently watching that's new is Alcatraz. Mm. As I wrote in the article, I kind of dislike how it sets up its episodic storylines, and I'm still kind of hung up on that a little bit. But I'm still watching the show because I still do enjoy Sam Neill, Stool Line People, Hurley, and then also the blonde girl. Uh-huh. And also, what the hell is his name? The old man from Jackie Brown. Jesus Christ, what's his name?
I don't know.
Help me out. He plays her uncle, Robert Forster.
Okay.
Who plays the blonde girl's uncle, fake uncle, but then it comes out in one of the more recent episodes that it's actually her uncle.
Her uncle.
Well, it was her uncle, but it actually is her actual uncle.
Okay.
Yeah. Sarah Jones is the blonde girl who I keep referring to.
Okay.
But yeah, so I mean, I'm still watching the show. Leon Rippey's in it, who I enjoy. He always plays kind of an a-hole stool, and he's in that role, and he's excellent. So I like him.
Are you watching Luck?
I have not started watching Luck, but the more kind of previewish things I see for it, the more I kind of want to. Should I be watching Luck, Bagman?
I only watched the first episode, so I can't. I mean, now I think we just had the third episode, if I'm not mistaken. So I'll probably end up writing a little thing once I pack away those two episodes that are in my DVR queue.
Yeah, it should be on HBO Go, so I should be able to watch it even if it's not on demand.
I mean, it seems like it's going to be good. Like, they have some pretty good characters in it, but I'm worried.
And obviously they have good actors in it.
Yeah.
With Hoffman and Dennis Farina.
But I'm kind of worried that they'll end up just... I don't know. I'm kind of worried that... they'll end up, like, focusing on... Because it seems like it's going to focus on 2 to 3 main groups. Basically, like, the horse trainers and the horse racers, like, you know, the jockeys. And then they'll have the group that are, like, the horse owners and, you know, those kind of people, and that's where Farina and Hoffman come in. And then you've got the gambling guys. And in the first episode, I mean, I know that the gambling guys are kind of needed, but I'm worried that the show will end up focusing too much on them because they're just like degenerate gamblers.
Right.
Like, I don't really need to see another storyline of a guy that can't stop gambling, you know?
Right.
So I'm worried about that. But Hoffman, I mean, he's not – it's definitely an ensemble cast. It's not kind of like Hoffman and Farina and then you have subplots. It's definitely like 3 main plots. And Hoffman definitely seems like he's going to be a badass. So, I mean, just for that, I'll probably watch –
And Nick season. Nolte, Nick Nolte's in it, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you can't understand what that guy says. It sounds like he's got a mouthful of marbles every time he speaks.
That's fantastic. And then, isn't Gandalf in it?
No, Gandalf is not in it.
No, I'm pretty sure Gandalf's in it, dude. No. Sorry, not Gandalf. Oh, no. Albus Dumbledore.
Oh, Dumbledore. Which one?
The one that's not dead. Yeah, thank you, Pac-Man.
Yes.
What's his name? Michael something.
I'll take a look right now. I'm on the look website.
But I'm pretty sure I saw something earlier that he was in it. I'm not sure if he's supposed to be the main character. I mean, obviously, he's kind of a well-known actor at this point. But
Michael Gambon?
Yes, Gambon, yeah.
He seems to be in the first 4 episodes, at least.
Well, there you go. He's gonna be around there a little bit.
Oh, I think he's the bad guy to Hoffman.
Okay.
I mean, they're both kind of bad guys, but I feel like I saw a preview where Gambon ended up being kind of like Hoffman's main adversary.
Kind of going at it, yeah. Speaking of him, and I'm pretty sure you wrote an article about it. Is what's the deal with that British TV show, Downton Abbey?
Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
It is a fucking delight.
Is it really?
Jake, clearly, anyone that's not watching, I guess Jake has yet to read the article which was posted 2 weeks ago.
No, I think I read a little bit. Maybe it's not all of it.
On inthebag.com, of course. Jake, it's such a soap opera.
Yeah.
So you kind of feel weird the fact that you're watching it because, you know, you're a dude and you're not supposed to be watching soap operas.
It's soap operas, yeah.
But, it's great, especially, I mean, I just got the second season on DVD, so I haven't watched all that. But the first season is, I mean, everyone just hates so much. Everyone hates on everyone else. Like, that's the best part. It's just like they openly hate on everyone. It's something else. And, like, clearly, like, there's some pretty good acting in there. And, like, all the production value stuff, like the costumes and that kind of stuff are awesome as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. I just really, really enjoy it.
Okay, I'll have to check it out then.
I mean, I know the first season's on Netflix.
Awesome.
So you definitely have to check it out. Now, I don't know. Like I said in the article, I don't know if maybe it's because like it's British too, and for some reason everything that has British accents seems
it always makes
cooler.
It better. Always classier. Yeah.
Exactly. So I don't know, but it's just there's just so much open hate and like so many stool eyes and stuff. Oh, Jake, the stool eyes.
They're good. They come in frequently.
It's like the main. It's great. Also, well, first off, you watched Rome, correct? I believe.
Oh yeah, I'm a huge fan of the show.
Do you remember Agrippa?
Yeah.
He ends up being in there. Also, playing again someone that he plays someone that's trying to get some forbidden love, as he did in the Rome series.
Yeah, he was. He was the guy who was getting after the dude's sister, right?
Yes. Also,
yeah. He was kind of a badass. He was kind of Rudy-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Jorah Mormont, Sir Jorah, the guy who plays Sir Jorah, he ends up playing a suitor in the second season. I don't know if he'll end up being in it more often, but yeah, it's Jake. It's great.
I can see them being all dressed up and whatnot.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
doing this thing British style.
I don't know. I mean, me and David just ran through the entire season basically. And but you definitely need to check it out.
I bet that was a delight.
Oh,
I wish I had watched it with you too.
Oh man, it was great. It was great. But yeah, I definitely would check that out. And I don't think season 3 starts until the end of this year, so
I can get nice caught up.
Yeah, exactly. Especially since there are only like 8 episodes in each season. So, and they're both out on DVD as well.
Good.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, I guess I would like to say, you know, one of my favorite shows from the past decade, House MD on Fox. This will in fact be its last season.
Thank God.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of fallen off the past couple seasons, but you know, it's still solid. It's still solid. I still watch it. I still enjoy the House. That's basically the only other thing I'm watching right now. When Mad Men starts back up, of course I'll watch that. I know you're not a Mad Men fan, so...
Yeah, I just never really got into it.
We might have to...
I'm sure at some point I might watch a couple episodes back-to-back, and I have a feeling once I do that, I'll probably... I just haven't gotten invested
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those shows that you need to kind of plow through a little. It's kind of like The Wire, you know?
Well, I was about to say, yeah, because I don't think I watched The Wire until season 3, maybe, when it was actually on. So when I watched the first season, I went through it in 12 straight hours.
Yeah, exactly. It's like The Wire, where like the first few, like the first 2 or 3 episodes are kind of slow.
Yeah.
And like setting everything up, but then by the end, it's fucking, you know, it's awesome. So, you know, I'm sure you won't be able to comment on that, but we'll have a little ancillary pod for Mad Men. And then,
yeah,
of course, we'll talk some Game of Thrones season 2 when that comes out on April 6th, but... I don't know. Other than that, I'm not really watching anything. Is there anything that I definitely should be watching right now that I could easily get caught up in?
Easily, I don't know about. I'm obviously interested a little bit in watching this The River show, but I haven't watched it yet. The River.
Yeah.
Again,
it premiered last week, right?
Yeah, and it's supposed to be kind of a cross between, I guess, Lost. And American Horror Story, I think, kind of a Paranormal Activity ish show. It's from that director. It's supposed to be, you know, kind of scary, but pretty good at the same time. I think it's kind of coming in at mixed reviews at this point, but I would at least like to check it out.
Okay.
Form my own opinion of it, but yeah.
Excellent. Yeah.
As far as anything else that hasn't been out for multiple seasons, I think that's really it. Parks and Rec has been really good these last few episodes.
Yeah.
If you're a Parks and Rec fan, or someone who enjoys those type shows, you should obviously be watching it. It's probably the funniest show on TV, I think.
I'd have to say I do not watch Parks and Rec, but I'd have to say 30 Rock kind of hit its stride in the past episode.
Oh, did it really? Because that show annoys the bejesus out of me.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a real. I mean, if you don't watch it, clearly you're not going to start watching it, but. The fourth season kind of started off a little shaky, but I think it hit its stride, so that's good.
I think American Dad finally came back with a new episode, so I actually look forward to seeing that also. I'm a big fan of American Dad, over Family Guy.
I do not watch any Seth MacFarlane shows.
If you watch one, I would say...
You've seen them all, yeah.
Well, I mean, not a lot. Obviously, I do not watch the Cleveland Brown show, and I hope no one does. But American Dad is incredibly funny.
Are you going to watch the Flintstones reboot that he's doing?
Absolutely not.
No?
I mean, I haven't seen anything about it, so I can't say.
I mean, I don't know when it actually comes out, but he's definitely doing one. I mean, it's a show. It's not a movie. It's like a show, so.
Right.
John Goodman will not be playing Fred.
Thank God.
But, yeah, I think this pod has run its course at least 4 times over now. So
yeah,
we should probably end this.
We've got good material.
Hopefully, you know, we'll try to make this a more regular thing, especially when Game of Thrones definitely starts hitting it up. But we'll probably do this weekly, Walking Dead sort of stuff, I assume.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll come back. You can add another bag pod.
Oh, I know. The other really good the other show that I watched that I think is really good, real quickly, Justified. If you're not watching Justified, you should be on that train.
And the first two seasons are on Netflix, yes?
Yeah, they should be.
I know at least the first season.
I mean, the first one you can stream for sure. The second one you might not be able to stream yet. The second one still might be... just CD only. But you can watch it all on projectfreetv.com or whatever. Yeah.
All right. Well, in any case, I'm going to continue to say goodbye to everyone.
Yes.
Come check out the website, of course, in-the-bag2gs.com. We usually try to have at least one update a day, every weekday. Unfortunately, there was nothing that came out today. But, yeah, just keep checking back for that. There's lots of random articles about TV and movies and stuff. And, yeah, the sports podcast will be out later this week. And, yeah, we'll see you guys later, I suppose.
Later.